Well, today, city officials raised the rainbow flag at Vancouver City Hall. And for the first time ever, they also raised the pink, white, and blue transgender flag alongside it. And this year's Pride celebrations have ignited a conversation about transgender rights and the political power of Pride. It has not been without controversy. A member of the society that runs the Vancouver Pride Parade stepped down today. But for a look at how far we have come in the fight for equal rights and how far we still have to go, we have reached Claire Robson and Rowan Reimer. Now, Claire is a lesbian senior, an academic, and an activist. Rowan is a transgender teenager, one of the grand marshals for this year's Pride Parade. Rowan is with us in studio. We have reached Claire on the line. Hello to both of you.
Hello, Stephen.
Nice to see you.
Hi, Stephen. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Claire. Rowan, I'll go to you first. You just came from the flag raising. What does it mean to you to see that flag flying over City Hall today?
Well, Stephen, it means a great deal to me. To have this transgender flag recognized as such a prominent symbol and flown over the city means a great deal to us. It also sends an amazing message out to those who might not be as well in tune with our beliefs that we are here to stay, and we do have the support of the local government.
This seems to be almost the year for transgender people, or the past couple of years. The issue has burbled to the surface like I've never seen it before. Why do you think that is?
And I think a lot of the reason, unfortunately, is that so many of us have had such severe violence committed against us. Recently, the 11th transgender woman was killed so far this year in the United States, which is horrible, but that's one of the reasons people are now paying attention to us. We're also being more active and more vocal in the media. You have activists such as Janet Mock and Laverne Cox in the United States making a huge stand for our rights, and it really helps get the word out there. You also have activists and actresses and amazing trans advocates giving a voice to young people and giving us people to work towards. Previously, we had no role models, but now we do.
Claire, you have been involved in the fight for LGBTQ rights for a very long time. How much have you seen things change over your lifetime?
Oh, tremendously. But before I get onto that I think Rowan's been a little modest here. I'd just like to congratulate them on being Grand Marshal at Pride this year, and also on the amazing work they've done with the Vancouver School Board to change policy there in a big way. So I'm heartened to see so many young activists stepping up and making change. It's just terrific.
But is it the same as in the case of all movements? I mean, you build on the success of the people who have come before you, and you, Claire, you hope to inspire people enough to continue.
Yes, hopefully. And I think some of the I work with queer seniors in arts activism. And last year we collaborated for the first time with a queer youth group from Surrey, Youth for a Change. And I'm so inspired and heartened to see the way that the work has been taken up and the way that seniors and youth can have the conversation. You know, they can learn about our history. We can learn about, they have much to teach us about gender fluidity, I think, particularly. And, you know, the conversation continues, and it's just great.
Rowan, you identify as transgender. You use, in reference to yourself, a gender-neutral pronoun, they. We have seen growing acceptance of transgender people, as you just mentioned. You gave a few examples, but you also just talked about the violence against transgender people. How useful is it that people seem willing to adopt the language, and yet transgender people are still the targets of violence?
Well, I think it certainly speaks to the increasing visibility of our movement and to a degree acceptance in at least terms of the language. However, we do recognize that there is a lot of violence, and that is very bad. We have a lot of problems with misgendering and people using the wrong pronouns for us. I use either it pronouns or they pronouns. Mm-hmm. Both are gender neutral and acceptable. And I face a lot of backlash through that, but only once people know, because people don't look at me and see me as a trans person. People look at me and see me as a cisgender person as opposed to a transgender person, which is unfortunate. However, the more vocal we are, it also gives us much more visibility. One of the downsides of that is that those that don't support our movement are much more likely to target us either through verbal abuse or through murdering us, which is quite terrifying.
Claire, this year we saw, well, some major progress for the United States. I mean, we saw same-sex marriage legalized in both Ireland and the U.S. How significant was it for you to see that happen?
Oh, amazing. I think the U.S. decision, you know, I've been expecting for some years, but, you know, as somebody who is from the United Kingdom, to see that happening in Ireland, and to see once again that, you know, the young people were turning out. I think it was the 25, 26-year-olds who were turning out for that referendum in a very socially conservative country. And, you know, I think the tide is turning in the Western world. I think it's time for us, you know, my pride is really a reflection on how we can get this globalized in countries, you know, in Africa, in the Middle East, where being queer is still punishable by pretty instant death. And I think that's the next stage that, you know, the U.S., Ireland, countries that have really established equal rights, at least, you know, in the law, need to start sending this message to people like Putin. I know Obama was just in Africa doing some pretty plain speaking there. And I think that's what I would like to see happen.
I want to talk a little bit about what's happening with the Pride celebrations here in Vancouver, particularly the parade. And Roan, you know, the Pride Society wants political parties, or is requiring political parties who want to march in this year's parade to sign a Trans Equality Now pledge. The debate about this seems to be whether you need to focus on transgender people specifically, or whether transgender people are simply covered under sex and sexual orientation when it comes to the Charter of Rights and the BC Human Rights Code. I'm wondering what you think about the position of the position political organizations are being put in for having to sign on to this.
Well, first of all, it's not just political organizations.
Any organization,
it's all organizations,
yes,
except charitable organizations who would have their charitable status revoked for taking a political stance. Mm-hmm. Can be exempt in some cases. I think it's very, very brave of the Pride Society to protect trans people in such a way. The theme of this year's parade is gender heroes. And so it only seems fitting to allow people in who are signing a pledge that grants transgender citizens some of the rights that other citizens have in this country. Saying that our gender identity is related to our orientations doesn't really make any sense, because one is about a expression of yourself and one is about attraction towards other people. They don't really have any correlation.
But if it's not, I mean, not everything is explicitly spelled out in the code, but then it is tested when someone makes a complaint or when somebody takes something to court to uphold the charter. Is that not when we see that those rights are respected the same as any other rights?
That is the ideal case, is not having to explicitly outline this. However, trans people are, as we've discussed, quite oftentimes put at odds with society. Many of us aren't accepted by our peers. If this was a more common law case, and if, like many things, this was just understood that we should have the same rights, that might be the case. However, mm-hmm. trans people are being killed in the streets on a bi-monthly basis, basically. And those are just the people who have been confirmed as trans. There are probably many more of us that are being killed. Because of this, we need to have it explicitly stated. We need to have it for the small crimes and for the large crimes.
Claire, I'm wondering what you think about that.
I'm wondering why anybody would have a problem signing such a piece of paper.
Very true.
You know, and I think Roan makes an excellent point that sexual orientation and gender identities are two very different things. They're not covered and under the same bracket. And, you know, thirdly, it's like the nursing homes or the residential care homes where queer seniors go and say, well, there's no specific written policy that says that I will feel at home here. And they're told, oh, well, that's just a given. You know, things aren't just a given. We need these things to be very specific because homophobia and transphobia work in very subtle ways. And unless you tie it down, you know, it's carte blanche for oppression.
It's great to talk with both of you this afternoon. Thank you so much for the conversation. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Great. Thanks, Stephen. Sarah, happy Pride.
Thank you. You too. You take care.
Yeah.
Claire Robson, lesbian elder, and Roan Reimer with us in studio, a transgender teenager.